In observance of Memorial Day, we're going to start the show off with a 10-second moment of silence. And then we're going to talk about us. By us, I mean you. By you, I mean your responsibility to yourself. So, I don't know how you say this, but it's Memorial Day, and we're going to observe it in a 10-second moment of silence. Guys at a round table starts now.
Welcome to Guys of the Round Table. Grab a chair and join in the conversation by calling 347-934-0036. Or tweet us at GOTR Podcast. Guys of the Roundtable starts now.
And happy Monday, y'all. This is Guys of the Roundtable. I will be your host, Vladimir Jean-Philippe. And it is Memorial Day, so I want to take a moment again to say thank you to all those servicemen and women out there who sacrificed their lives to make all of this possible. You guys are forever, in my opinion, honored, and you know, you are the backbone of this country to have us be where we are today. Though as ungrateful as many people may be, I for sure am one of those people that are totally grateful to have you guys serve the way you did. So with that being said, today's episode, we're going to talk about self-responsibility, or taking responsibility for yourself, as the title would indicate. And what brought this about is that, you know, I've had the craziest weekend I possibly could imagine. In the middle of recording Friday's episode, I received some, you know, some pretty not devastating news, but some news that kind of made things a little bit kind of hard to function. Well, not function, but like to kind of pay attention to, right? And then, you know, it went on. I don't want to get too much into it because it's kind of personal right now, and I wanted to handle the situation first before I can bring it out on air, because I don't want to just kind of, you know, talk about my issues on air without talking to the individual first and foremost, because I don't think it's, you know, the right thing to do. But anywho's, With that being said, it made me think about a lot of the stuff that we as individuals and we as people do, right? We tend to place blames elsewhere, right? We never seem to take responsibility for the things that we do, right? It seems like every time something goes wrong in our lives, we want to, and the first thing we do is blame something else or someone else, right? But we never look at the actions that led us to that point, right? That being said, it's like we never take responsibility for our actions, right? It's always somebody else's fault. It's always something else. You know what I mean? There's always an excuse, right? And we need to figure out how to take that step to kind of, you know, self-rectifying, because you can't live your life always blaming somebody else, because as human beings, you have to grow, you have to evolve. Okay. It's kind of like Pokemon. That's why a lot of people like Pokemon, right? Because, you know, they start off as weak individuals, right? And then all of a sudden they grow and evolve into these powerful little pocket monsters, essentially, right? That's how you as a human being should live your life, right? You start off as a weakling, right? As a baby, and then you start to live through life. You start to crawl, then you learn to walk, then you learn to run, then you start exploring things. As a baby, you have no fear, right? You don't. If you don't believe me, put a baby on the coffee table and watch it walk over the edge. I mean, catch the baby, but it will literally walk right off the edge, right? As we get older, we start to learn and we start to develop a sense of fear, okay? And, you know, I don't think it's our fault necessarily, but we you know what I mean? It's kind of it's kind of our fault because we start to implement the idea of fear into babies and whatnot. So I lost my train of thought. I do that often because I'm off the cuff doing this because I just kind of want to talk to you guys normally. I don't want to be scripted. You know what I mean? To me, being scripted is kind of boring. And, you know, I don't want to sound like a robot talking to you. I want to be me giving you guys some life advice and whatnot and, you know, helping you out as well. And I want it to be off the cuff from the heart, not, you know, some scripted thing that I have to read to you guys. But anyways, I guess what I was trying to say is that fear is instilled as we get older. And because of that fear, we hold ourselves back because we're afraid of whatever it may be. We might be afraid of failure. We might be afraid of taking the next step. We might be afraid of change, whatever it may be. Somewhere along the line from when we were born and we were young and weak, we learned to hold ourselves back. Okay? And for me, I've understood my sense of fears. Right. So I've understood fear from my perspective because I had to deal and overcome my own insecurities and my fears. Right. My biggest fear was becoming something bigger than I could ever imagine of becoming. Right. So like with the whole martial arts thing, it's like I kind of looked at it as, you know, I only do certain things just for me. You know what I mean? Like I held back enough because I was afraid to show off the skills. As stupid as that may sound, right? As stupid as it may sound, it's the truth, though. I held myself back because I was afraid of how good and how bright my star would shine, right? So because of that, I've kind of held myself back. I've never really fully unleashed in anything, right? I've never really let go in the striking aspect of things in martial arts. So I've always held back just enough to kind of be just good enough. I've never really wanted to stand out, so to speak, right? And so that's my fault, right? That was my own insecurities. That was my fear. And, you know, because of it, now I'm on the track of trying to play catch up instead of playing ahead like I was originally supposed to, right? And so because of my fear and inability to take responsibility for myself, now I'm behind the eight ball, I guess you could say, so to speak, because now I'm playing catch up. And I'm trying to rush everything into making my dreams come true. But with that being said, you too are doing the exact same thing. All right? Because I noticed that if I'm doing something, for every one person doing one thing in their lives, there's millions of others doing the exact same thing. So you have to look at it and kind of, you know, be real with yourself a little bit and be like, okay, so what am I doing that is holding myself back? Well, there's a lot of things you're doing. I don't know specifically what you are doing because I don't know you and I'm not in your life, but there is something that's holding you back. Your life could be great, okay? You could have a great life, but it could always get better. What are you doing that's not making it the best that it could possibly be? Or what are you not doing to make it the best that it's possible that it could possibly be? You know what I'm saying? So most people have a certain view of life, right? Some people, they just kind of want to, I guess, you know, get married, have kids, and then that's it. Some folks just kind of want to, you know, not be bothered in life. And it's like, okay, that's cool, but is it the best life that you could be living? You know, when shit hits the fan, ultimately it comes down to you made a mistake somewhere and you didn't catch it in time, and so that's why shit hit the fan. Because life gives you a bunch of warning signs before shit gets catastrophic. It don't just get catastrophic. You know, there's a lot of warning signs that comes before the self-destruction. And some people don't look at the self-destruction. They just kind of want to, you know, pretend that life is all gravy and whatnot. You know what I'm saying? So, personally, people need to, you know, kind of step up to the plate and really just kind of evaluate themselves. Because ultimately, what it comes down to is that, you know, you are the only person that can make you happy. It really is. Okay, because I've always talked about taking care of yourself as priority number one, and it's the truth. You have to be able to take care of yourself numero uno. And then from there, you can branch out and help other people as well. You cannot, like some people want to take over the world by helping others as much as possible. And yet they leave their own issues and stuff kind of flat and unresolved. And then all of a sudden, you know, they have this issue where they don't know where their life has gone. They can't figure out, you know what I mean? They can't figure out what they did wrong in their lives and stuff like that. And it's just sad, you know? So ultimately, what I want to kind of bring in this podcast is that you have to step up to the plate and analyze your own life and figure out what is going wrong. Essentially is what that boils down to, you know? Because a lot of people, like, say, I've talked to a countless amount of people, and they've always talked about how depressed they are, you know, how sad they are in their lives. And I'm just kind of like, well, I've come to the conclusion, right? And I don't want to sound like I'm this philosophical dude. I'm just kind of noticing things. And, you know, that's what you have to do in your life. You have to notice, analyze, and be self-aware because you have to, okay? I don't know the specific explanation because it helps you grow as a human being. Maybe it's one of the reasons that we could put, but like I said, we just have the ideas out there and we're just going to kind of exfoliate them together, right? So peel the layers, I guess you could sort of speak. But, you know, it is one of those things. It's like, if you find yourself constantly being sad or you constantly have negativity around you, you have to figure out, you have to put a finger on the pulse, right? You have to figure out where this problem is coming from. 90% of the time it's coming from yourself, right? If you always constantly having bad things happen, it's like, oh, you got to ask yourself, why? Why is bad things always happening to me? Because I may not be a religious guy or I may not, you know, may or may not believe in a God. I don't know because, you know, I have my issues with that. I have questions, you know, and I have some statements that I want to make about that. But being on a spiritual journey has led me to kind of look at things introspectively, right? And when I look at things introspectively, I'm like, huh, it opens my eyes to things because I'm willing to look at myself and look at my failures and see where my shortcomings were, right? And I realized that in this universe that we live in the world that we live in, is there's a lot of yin and yang, right? The Chinese philosophers were onto something about the balance of life. And, you know, they're way smarter than I ever will be. But I'm just saying there is a balance to life, right? There's always this yin and yang. So if, like, you find yourself, you know, doing a lot of negativity, like, if you find yourself having a lot of negativity in your life, you have to look at it and be like, why, right? There's a source for that negativity. There's always a source. Now, here's the hard part, and this is the part that, you know, it takes a while, and it's the hardest thing to do, is that you have to find that source. You do, and you have to identify where that source is coming from, where it's radiating from. And then once you find it, you have to make the adjustments. That is the hardest thing to do. And what do I mean by that? Okay, well, let's take a look at our, like, I'll use myself as an example because I'm not afraid to be a guinea pig in these kind of thought experiments, right? But let's say that, you know, I want to be, like, let's just say that there's a lot of bad stuff happening in my life, okay? Every day there's something going on. I get fired from a job. I get lost in this. You know, this is happening. I don't understand this, that, and the third. But I'm trying to think of a specific example, and it's hard to do so on the fly. So I'm just rambling, and I apologize for that. But let's just say that, let's say that I want to be this fighter, right? I want to be this professional fighter because this is the clearest example of that I can think of because this is what I want to do, right? Let's say I want to be a professional fighter. And on that journey, right, I surround myself with some negative people, right? There's some people that's like, well, I don't know, Vlad. I don't think it's a good idea, right? And let's say I make another friend, and, you know, you become friends. It's like, oh, this dude is cool, or this chick is cool. And then you talk, and then it's like, okay, so what are some of your life visions, right? And then you tell them, yeah, I want to be an MMA fighter, right? And then they go, eh, I don't know. Ain't that hard to do? Okay, and it just keeps going on and on and on. And then now you're starting to see a pattern. I hope you're starting to see a pattern as the listener, or hear a pattern as the listener, right? Every person you enter, you let enter your life brings a certain type of energy, right? And you have to locate that source. And here's the hard part, right? This is the hardest part of all of that being said, is that once you identify that person or that thing, you have to make the necessary changes. And that means for an individual, you would have to stop being hanging out or associating with that individual that's bringing negativity into your life. If it's a thing, you have to stop doing that thing. Whether you love that thing or not, you have to like weigh the, you know, pros and cons of it. Because if it's some, if you have this thing that you enjoy doing and it's bringing nothing but negativity and it's constantly draining on you, then it's not a fun thing to do. Hobbies are supposed to be fun. Hobbies are supposed to be an escape from life. If you're not having fun with it, why are you doing it? Is essentially what it breaks down to. You know what I'm saying? So I don't want people to kind of think that, you know, I'm saying that you have to eliminate people from your life. No, you have to eliminate negative people from your life. The people that are positive, supportive, and encouraging, you have to keep those individuals in your life because they make you realize what it is that you live for, right? They kind of amplify your passion for your passion, essentially, right? But those that are holding you back, you have to make that tough call. And it's hard. Oh, believe me, it is hard. It is difficult, right? But you have to make that call. I don't know, it's something to think about, right? It is. But you're listening to the Guys at the Roundtable. I am Vlad, and I'm going to take a quick little break here. And then when I return, we'll continue the conversation. Guys at the Roundtable, we'll be back.
Enjoying the show? Find more episodes on blogtalkradio.com/GOTR podcast and visit GOTRpodcast.com for all the latest. Now, back to the show.
Hey, welcome back to Guys at Roundtable. I'm your host, Vladimir Thompson. And today we're talking about taking responsibility for yourself and some of the actions that you may need to do to accomplish this, right? I first started off talking about just that you have to understand what's going on in your life because you are responsible for you. You really are, okay? Nobody else in this world, you cannot find happiness in another person in this world because it's It's not the brightest thing to do to place your happiness in another individual, right? It really isn't. A lot of people that I've come across in life kind of put their happiness in others. And it's like, why? You know what I mean? Other people should not be the source of your happiness because people are fickle. I always say this, and I really stand by this, but emotions are not the strongest thing to put faith in. Just because you feel strongly about something or someone today doesn't necessarily mean you're going to feel the exact same way later on down the road. So human emotions are very fickle, right? How many, like, if you don't believe me that human emotions are fickle, how many crushes have you had in your life? How many, like, other people have you had, like, this serious crush? Like, oh, my God, I wish I could be with this person. And you became obsessed with that individual, right? You became so obsessed, you dream, you write notes, you write poetry. You know what I mean? You do all these things in your mind for this person, right? And then one day you wake up, you're just like, meh. I'm over it. And then now you find something new or someone new. right? So human emotion is very fickle. So you cannot put your happiness in somebody else's hands. That is absolutely dumb. I'm sorry to give it, like, you know, bluntly, but it is the truth. It is absolutely the dumbest thing you can do, is to put your happiness into someone else. You have to put your happiness, and you have to put it in you. Which leads me to the point that I want to make here, is that in order to take responsibility for yourself, you have to put yourself number one. I know it sounds like a selfish thing to do and to say, but the reason behind I keep saying this is because you have to take care of yourself. You have to take care of yourself physically. You have to take care of yourself emotionally. And you have to take care of yourself mentally, psychologically, essentially, is what that boils down to. But you have to take care of yourself. It is impossible. And I mean this, like, in the nicest way possible. And I'm saying this in the nicest way possible. But it is impossible for you to take care of anyone else if you're not taken care of first. It's impossible. You only have a certain amount of empathy in your tank, right? Like, you really do. I call it the empathic tank, right? And social workers will tell you this because they deal with people all day, every day, on a daily basis, right? I have a friend of mine yesterday, like, we went to the movies, and my homeboy just looked drained. He looked drained. Physically, he looked all right because he's kind of taking care of himself. But you could just see it on his face, man. He was just drained. If he didn't go to this movie, my man would have probably had a mental breakdown. And I'm just being honest with you guys. He probably would have had a mental breakdown. You know, so you have to take care of yourself first. You have to. You know, it's impossible to take care of others without taking care of yourself. It really is. And that's why I always stress to you guys that are listening, is that in order to make positive changes in your life, you have to kind of shut out the BS in the world, right? You have to shut it out, and you have to focus on yourself. Whether you're married, you're in a relationship, whatever, okay? It doesn't matter what is going on in your life. You have to shut the shit down and take care of yourself. Once you start taking care of yourself, everything else starts to open up, right? The world starts to open up. You start to feel different. Your positive vibe, your vibe changes significantly. Right? It really does. Using myself as an example, when I started this MMA fighting thing, I did it because I wanted to, I'm not going to lie, when I first decided I wanted to MMA fight, I thought it looked fun and that's what I wanted to do, right? That's how it started. And that's why I got into it. And that's how I got so far into it. Now, here's where it started to get a little bit funky a little bit. And I never told anybody this, so you guys get to hear this live on air first. But as I was fighting and getting a little bit better at it, I guess you could say, and I mean, granted, my record doesn't say that, like, you know, I was good at it. I was, what, 2-4, right? But let's be real, a lot of my losses came because, you know, I didn't know what the hell I was doing on the ground. People took me down and just pretty much laid on top of me, right? That's 50% of my losses is essentially what that was. I got submitted once and I got TKO'd once. But I shouldn't have been in the cage for that fight when I got TKO'd. I should not have stepped foot in that cage. But here's the honest truth. And it took me a little bit to realize this. And once I realized it, my mindset shifted, right? There was a point in my MMA journey where I wasn't fighting for me anymore. I was fighting because I wanted the recognition. I wanted the positive accolades that came with it. When you tell people you're an MMA fighter and they're like, oh my God, yeah, dude, really? That's awesome. I fell in love with that feeling, right? I lusted after it. And I was just like, yes, I need more, need more. And then I got injured because I was fighting for the wrong reasons. And then that's how I look at things. It's like when you start doing things for the wrong reasons, bad things happen. That's just how I see it, right? That's the energy of the world that we live in, right? If you start doing things for selfish reasons and for like, not selfish reasons in terms of like putting you first kind of selfish, that's not selfish. That's just taking care of you. That's just natural, basic, you know, understanding of who you are. You have to understand who you are before you go on into the world, right? But I did it for selfish reasons, meaning I did it for the accolades. I did it for the glory. I did it, excuse me, I did it for the praise that came with it. It wasn't because I enjoyed doing this. It wasn't because I had a passion for it, right? It was because I felt good when people said, hey, man, good job. I felt good when people patted me on the back after a win or a loss. I really enjoyed that feeling. And so I started fighting for the wrong reasons. And because of that, I think that, you know, karma kind of kicked me in the butt a little bit. It's just like, hey, man, this is not what you signed up for. And so when I was injured for that year and a half and that 2-year hiatus, I just pretty much looked at myself, I looked at myself and I was just like, why am I doing this? Because an injury has a way of bringing you back down to reality, has a way of opening your eyes to the truth of the matter, right? And as I'm sitting there with my foot elevated and I can't move, I can't put weight on it, I can't shift in my bed, so I'm just sitting there with my foot elevated, right? My knee elevated, right? My knees hurt. I can't put any pressure on it. It just hurts like an SOB. It really does, right? And I can't move. I'm crying in the bed. And I'm asking myself, why the hell are you putting yourself through this crap? And then I came to the conclusion that I wasn't doing it because of the right reasons. I did it because I wanted the glory. I wanted the accolades. I wanted the pat on the backs, right? I wanted that. I fell in love with that, and I lusted after it. When people came up to me, like, man, Vlad, you are so good. Your potential is so high. I fed off of that. I loved that feeling. And so I look at my knee injury as a humbling experience because it's like you almost got a big head, bring your butt down to reality, now get back on the grind and do what you need to do because you're doing this because you love this, not because you want the glory, not because you want the accolades, not because of this and that and the third. It's because you have a passion for it. Which leads me to another point, is that in this life, you have to have a passion. You have to. And a lot of people that I see, and this is just an observation again, this is not the truth of the matter, but this is my observation. Okay, this is just me looking at things. Because one of my favorite things to do is people watch. And when I people watch, I don't just look at what people do. I try to understand the behavior behind the things that they do. That's how I people watch. People watch from a research analytical mind, not a this is entertaining mind. I mean, some of the stuff people do is entertaining, let's be real. But I look at things as, why is this person doing this? What is the theory behind the behavior? You know what I mean? That's how I look at this. That's how I look at it. Excuse me. Right? Come to observe that people without passions tend to be adrift in this life. I'll repeat it again. People without passion tend to be adrift in this life. What does that mean, Black? Well, you know, let's look at it this way. It's like I've noticed there's a correlation between drug addicts and a lack of self-identity, right, and passion, meaning somebody don't know what they want to do with their lives, so they end up trying to fill that void with different things, whether it be drugs, whether it be somebody else. Like, that's why I say you cannot find happiness in another person, whether it be turning to, you know, other forms of media, you know, recruiting themselves into video games, you know, whatever it may be. I mean, I understand there's like different things with video games, but I'm just saying, it's like people that don't have a passion in this life tend to be adrift. They try things, and then eventually what they end up doing is, you know, filling a void with drugs and alcohol. Because they don't have anything. They feel they don't have a sense of purpose. And I believe me, once you discovered a sense of purpose and you have a drive, you have a goal, especially as a man, once you have a sense of purpose, a sense of belonging and a drive and something that you're striving for, it makes all the difference in the world. Because now you start to see things for what they really are. Now you start to see what's important, what's not important. You know what I mean? People are adrift in this world because they don't have a passion. And it's important that you have a passion. You know, you have to find something that brings you joy, and you just do that and try to do that to the best of your abilities in your life. Problem is, people don't have that. So they start looking for it in their lives. And so they start taking on risky behaviors because they don't have a sense of purpose, right? So they start doing, you know, they get into sex, they get into drugs, they start partying a lot. They start taking high risk, they start living high risk, right? They start developing high risk behaviors. Oh, Jesus, couldn't get that one out. I have one of those every fucking podcast, and it's kind of annoying. But it is what it is, right? So that's what the beauty of just going off the cuff, right? You get some flusters here and there, but I digress. You know, it is, you have to have a passion in your life. You have to. For me, I am fortunate enough and unfortunate enough that I found a passion, but I kind of found it late in life, right? I've discovered martial arts when I came to West Virginia, and I was already in my 20s when I discovered this. But there's no such thing as discovering things late in life, in my opinion, because if you're alive, you have time to discover it. The only time you can't discover anything new or do anything is when you're dead, because you're dead. If you are alive and able-bodied, you can do whatever the heck you want to do. There's no limitations to this life. The only limitations that are abound in this life are within your own mind, are constructed in your own mind. And that's what I truly and wholeheartedly believe. The only reason why you think you can't do something is because you convinced yourself already that you can't. Cold hard truth right there. But essentially what I'm trying to tell you guys is that you have to have a passion. You have to have a drive, purpose. That's how you develop self-identity. That's how you discover who you are, right? Because if you have a passion, you can go through the hard times. It's a little easier to kind of dig through the hard times, because hard times happen because it tests your will and resolve for the new passion that you have. It tests you as a human being. Is this what you really believe in? Because life is nothing but a series of tests, right? Let's say you have a passion, right? Let's say, again, we'll use myself, right? I have this passion for fighting. It's going to, like, life tests you in a way, in the sense like, okay, you start practicing martial arts, right? Okay, so I first started practicing martial arts when I came to West Virginia, and it was like 2005. So I started practicing martial arts 2008, a couple years before I graduated, right? And I just did it just because I needed the gym credit, because I was taking heavy bio classes, and it was just, you know, a pain in the ass. It really was, because, like, there was no time for me to breathe, let alone to, like, you know, de-stress and whatnot. And they always stress the importance of, you got to find time for yourself and do fun stuff so you're not overwhelmed, yada, yada, yada. So I found martial arts, right? And I went into martial arts, and I got my behind handed to me every single day. I got my butt handed to me every single day practicing. And then I realized this was a good, you know, it was a good exercise, right? And I kept doing it. And all of a sudden, I found myself going back to it. I'm getting my butt handed to me, but yet I'm going back to it. I got knocked out one class. I wake up. and I keep practicing. I go home, I got a headache, I guess I got a concussion, I don't know, but I took a nap, woke up, went right back to practice the next class, right? And then I started realizing, it's like, why am I coming back to a place where I keep getting my butt whooped? Right? Like, who does that? Who gets their behinds handed to them in something, and then they go keep coming back? Usually it's the opposite. People get their ass handed to them, and they're like, you know what, this ain't for me, and then they leave. No, I did the total opposite. I got my butt handed to me, and I kept coming back to the class, and I kept coming back to the class. And I was like, why am I doing this? And then I realized that I didn't realize it at that time, but I slowly started to, over time, realize that I fell in love with martial arts. Like, this was the thing that were, like, no matter what the circumstances were, I was happy, right? Outside of martial arts class, I was miserable. Going into martial arts class, like Taekwondo, I was happy. It really was. It was a sense of peace. As oxymoronic as it sounds, in a chaotic environment where you're getting kicked and punched in the face, I was at peace. And that's when I discovered that I had a passion for this. And then this is how I got tested, because the way I got tested was that I kept getting my butt handed to me. I really did. I got my butt handed to me time and time. And I still get my butt handed to me here and there. Like, I'm not going to sit here and be like, you know, I'm big bad Billy Badass. You know what I mean? I'm not saying that. I still go to practice and I still get my butt handed to me. Although the occurrences are a little bit rarer now, but no, not really. Again, that's me being machismo. But no, I still get my butt handed to me, right? I still go to jiu-jitsu and I get choked out. I go to taekwondo and sometimes I get knocked out. Sometimes, not all the times, but sometimes I get in and I get the wind knocked out of me. I know for a fact that every single class that I go to in taekwondo, I will get the wind knocked out of me at some point. I know it's coming. But you know what, though? I love it so much that I don't care. I accept my fate, and then I just keep going back. And I say that to tell you this, that you guys have to find a passion in your life. You do, because it is your life. You can't go through this life meandering without a sense of purpose, because that brings emptiness. That's what the void is in your soul. It's called a void because there's nothing there. There's nothing there because you have nothing to fill it with. And so people trick themselves into thinking that if I find myself a girlfriend, that'll fill the void. Nope. People think that if I drink this, it'll fill the void. Nope. If I do drugs, it'll hide the hole. You know what I mean? Nope, it doesn't. The void will always be there. You have to find yourself a purpose. You have to find yourself a passion, something that you're passionate about. I don't care what your passion is. You have to find something that you are passionate about. And that's how you take care of yourself. I always stress putting yourself first. Why? Because you're the only person that's living your life. You're the only person that's looking through the world through your lens. I cannot see what you see. We may see the same thing, but our perspectives of it is different. You know, it's different. It really is. A lot of people live this life a different way. People think that they're different. They have a different mindset, but we're all the same internally, biologically speaking. But the what you do with your life is what separates you. Your mentality is what separates you from the rest, is essentially what it is. We're all made up of the same shit. Dirt, blood, cells, they reproduce. They, you know, blood circulates around your veins. You got a brain. Everybody has a brain. Everybody has a heart. Everybody has a kidney. Unless you're born without one, then there's the exception to the rules. You know what I'm saying? But for the most part, I shouldn't say everybody, because that's all inclusive. And I can hear you people now. Oh, everybody, not everybody has a brain. Not everybody has. Oh, my God. There's exceptions to the rule. So for the most part, most people have a brain, a heart, and their organs, right? What you do with it is your mindset. The only thing that separates you from anybody else is your mentality. So take care of your mental state. If you find yourself in a negative situation all the time, find out what the cause is and remove it. Whether you have to quit your job, whether you got to get a divorce, whether you got to do this, whatever you got to do, you have to make yourself happy first and foremost. Do what makes you happy. It may not pay a lot, but you have it in currencies of self, peace of mind, self-happiness, self-awareness. You'll take care of yourself. It'll take care of itself for you. You know, you have to take care of yourself and you have to have a passion. You can't just meander through this life without having something to strive for. What do you wake up for every day? If you wake up just to go to work, what kind of life is that? You know, it makes no sense. If you're just waking up to just go to work, to go back to bed, to go to work, you don't have a sense of purpose. What do you love doing? What is it that you enjoy doing? What makes your, you know, I guess for a shock here, what gets your dick hard? All right? What makes you happy? You have to do that. Because if you don't have that, then you're just meandering through this life and you're just going to be empty. And then you're going to try to fill it with like stupid things and you're not going to find that fulfillment and it's not worth it. You know? You have a life. You have the freedoms to chase and pursue things thanks to our veterans and whatnot. You have the freedom to do these things. You do. You just have to kind of be aware of your situation and, you know, kind of figure it out and move forward from there. You have to have a passion. You have to have something you live for, and you have to have something that you want to do. I don't know what it is that you have to do, but I don't, you know, I mean, I don't know what to tell you. I can give you some suggestions. Get in shape, lose some weight, feel good about yourself. Find yourself a hobby. You know, that's what I like to do. I like to lift weights. I like to go jiu-jitsu. I like to kick things, punch things. That's my passion. I like fighting. And I like testing myself to see where I'm at and how good I can become. If you have a job and you want to be like, you know, the top salesman, go do that. You know what I'm saying? Don't let nobody hold you back. Your happiness comes from within. It doesn't come from somebody else. Somebody else can help make you happy, but it's not the long-term sustainable solution. The long-term sustainable solution is you. You're living this life. You're living your life. Find your passion. You're listening to the guys at the Roundtable. I'm Vlad. We shall return.
Enjoying the show? Find more episodes on blogtalkradio.com/GOTRpodcast. And visit GOTRpodcast.com for all the latest. Now, back to the show.
Welcome back to Guys at the Roundtable. I'm your host, Vladimir Jean-Philippe. And, you know, today we're just talking about taking responsibility for yourself. And we kind of just talked about some things to kind of help you get there. And honestly, my biggest advice for you to taking self-responsibility is that you have to find yourself a passion in life and be self-aware of your surroundings. All right. Like, seriously, you have to find something that motivates you to do something every day. What is your reason for getting up in the morning? What is your reason for, you know what I mean? What makes you happy? Why do you get up and do what you do? If you're getting up in the morning and you kind of, your first thought is, ugh, something's not right in your life. It really is the truth. Something's not right. You got to figure it out. You have to figure it out. And I don't know how to, I can't solve that for you. I honestly, I cannot. You know? I'm just saying. It's that you have to have a passion in your life, right? I can't do it for you. It's your life. It really is. It's your life. You have to figure out what makes it worthwhile for you. You know, a lot of people tend to put their life, you know, in somebody else's hands. And I'm to me personally, I think that's not the smartest thing to do. It really isn't. And I don't know. I honestly don't think it's the smartest thing to do. But I want to leave you with this, because I think it's important that in order for you to be, you can't blame other people for the things that go wrong in your life. I mean, there's certain instances that you can, you know what I mean? Like if somebody screws you over, I get that. But overall, though, and this is the overall motif that I want to kind of put with you guys before I end the show, is that you have to take responsibility for yourself. You have to. Life is short, and it's unpredictable as all hell. So tomorrow you could wake up and you could get hit by a bus, a meteor could strike this earth, and we're all dead. You know what I mean? I know it sounds morbid and, you know, whatever, but it's the truth. It's the truth of the matter, is that life is very, very fickle. And you don't know when it's going to end, right? So why waste your time being miserable? I've never understood that. Why waste your time being miserable? If you have a job that you're not happy with, you have a significant other that's not happy, that you're not happy with, they're always nagging you, or they're constantly berating and belittling you. Why are you in that relationship? Why are you at that job? Why are you letting negative things conquer your life? You have to ask yourself that. Why? I can't fix it for you. You know? I cannot fix it for you. The only person with the power to do that is you. Essentially, is you. I cannot fix it for you. I can help you. I can give you ideas. I can, you know, kind of put you on the right path, so to speak. But ultimately, I cannot fix it for you. You have to want to fix it yourself. And if you do not want to fix it, well, then I'm sorry. I'm sorry. You know, I'm sorry I wasted your time. I'm sorry I wasted your time. That's all I'm saying. But if you really want to know how to fix your life and the how to go about doing the things you need to do, I just lost my train of thought. I was just reading something. I'm sorry, guys. But ultimately, what I'm trying to say is that it's your life. All I can do is help you try to find that motivation to fix it. If you want to have a negative view in life, that's your issue. If you, you know, want to live life to its fullest, that's the best solution that I can give you. Because I know some people that are going through some tough times. Everybody goes through tough times, you know. But you have to understand, and you have to, the first step to doing anything is admitting, right? You have to admit that there's a problem. You have to admit that, you know, things are not going right for you. And then from there, you have to take the necessary steps to fix it. You can't just hide behind something and expect the world to fix it for you. If you want to have a positive life and a positive outcome, you have to go out of your way to fix it yourself. You have to have a passion. You have to have a reason for getting up in the mornings. You know, whether it be your job, whether it be, you know, something silly as basket weaving. I mean, it's not silly, but I'm just saying, it could be anything. You know, you have to have a passion. You have to have a reason for getting up in the mornings. You have to have a reason for doing the things you're doing. Because we have to do certain things in our lives already that we don't want to do, that we have to do but we don't want to do, like going to work, making money to survive, to pay for bills and have a roof over your head. We have to do that. But it doesn't have to be the majority of your life. As I stated earlier, life is fickle, right? It really is. In the blink of an eye, it could be gone. So why waste your time dealing with negativity? Take it upon yourself to find something that you're passionate about and just run with it. I know I am. It took me a long time to realize that. But I realized that I'm willing to die for my goal. I know it's a little extreme, but it's the truth. That's how I feel. I am willing to sacrifice everything and anything to get to where I want to be in life. That's how passionate I am about becoming an MMA fighter. I am willing to sacrifice everything to get to that goal. I'm not saying you need to do that, but I am saying you need to find something that you are that passionate about, that you're willing to sacrifice everything for. Because with that, it gives you a reason to live. It gives you a reason for growth. Without growth, you're stagnant. And when you're stagnant, you're just going to, you know, things are not going to go well for you. You're going to get fat. Health disease is going to start accumulating. Your mentality is going to start to deteriorate. You're going to get depressed because you're not stimulated. The human brain needs stimulation constantly. And you just sitting there chilling is not stimulating it. And eventually you're going to get restless. Eventually you're going to get bored. And then you're going to get irritable. And then it's just a snowball effect. And then you're going to have that void in your soul. And then the only way to fill it is probably doing drugs or reckless behavior. With that being said, hopefully you guys can take responsibility for yourself, find a passion, and just kind of, in a world that, you know, like to blame other folks, I hope that you can kind of look in the mirror and be like, you know what? This is my life. I'm going to take it. I'm going to take control. I'm going to take it by the horns and just do what I want with it because it is your life. So with that being said, I'm done for today. And I thank you guys for rocking out with me. If you ever want to give me a call and whenever I'm live, 347-934-0036, you could always hit me up on Twitter at GOTR Podcast. Like and share this on Facebook at facebook.com/GOTR Podcast. Please visit our website. It's a one-stop shop for all of the podcasts that we've done. You can find from episode today to episode one on that website. So go there, have fun, and just kind of, you know, enjoy the podcast because these are for you. These are my thoughts that I want to share with the world. And the website is www.gotrpodcast.com. And also consider being a Patreon for exclusive content, www.patreon.com/guysoftheroundtable. And yeah. Thanks for rocking out with me, guys. I really appreciate you guys. I really appreciate the support, and I really enjoy doing these things for you. The podcast is growing every day, and it's an awesome feeling. So thank you so much for your support. Thank you so much for taking the time to listen. And, yeah, thanks for rocking out with me. I love y'all. Peace.
Thank you for joining Guys of the Roundtable. Head to GOTRpodcast.com for more. Thanks for listening.